Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm on the phone.
I'm sorry.
Bank of Cardiff, this is Amy.
Amy, hello, it's David.
Hi, David, how are you?
I'm good, how's your Friday?
Oh, it's not too bad, just, you know, glad it's Friday. Can't complain. Totally. So I did get the Equifax pricing that you sent over, and I just had a real quick question. Give me 1 second to open up the spreadsheet. I'm just having the spreadsheet open up, but PayGo is a month-to-month charge, correct?
That is correct, Amy.
All right. And then the... Okay, go ahead.
Well, your bill for what you use, and based on the $25K, that's what the, you know, what per report would be.
Oh, per report. Okay, so it's $9.97 for business credit report.
Correct. Uh huh.
And then, if we are to like remove one of those scores, for example, would that make the price go down? You said that. You would recommend doing at least the BDS?
I would do that. Yeah, I would do that. Thank you. Yeah, that'd make it go down. I can resend it to you with that now.
Oh, no problem. I have to just go over it with William, but I wanted to just explain to him what the pricing meant. So it was $9.97 per report. And then for the subscription amount, so that's also per report then at about 25,000 reports per month.
Yeah.
It's seven. Okay.
Yeah, 747. Now the subscription means, you know, you buy a block of 25,000. And you pay for them. You know, you pay for them all at one time.
So, if I just took like 747 times 25,000, then we're looking at paying about $186,000 for an annual subscription then?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. On the business credit report, that's correct. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Is there any way to show like what the discount amount is that's applied for the subscription?
It's 25% on the subscription.
Okay, so 25% discount.
Yeah, and let me go get approval. I'll do it at 30%. I'll record it at 30% discount on the subscription.
Okay. So, I feel like the way we would probably lean towards is towards like a subscription amount, just because it is a greater discount, and I know that we would plan to use this kind of in conjunction with Experian, just because we do have like some. Sometimes we have, you know, sources that use Experian. Sometimes we have those who use Equifax, and it's kind of nice to have both sides to kind of give us a more complete, you know, report on the customer and the business. And there is sometimes some varying information between the two bureaus.
Okay. The market that you're probably in is probably typically, for the most part, companies with less than $20 million in revenue.
Yes, that's correct.
So we know we have the best coverage in that market space.
Okay.
You know, the best reports and the best scores.
Okay. Would you say that like your reporting may be more accurate depending on the region that the customer is from, or? Does that have no impact on, you know, the information?
It has no significant impact, Amy. Now, because we were started in Georgia 115 years ago, we've got more relationships, you know, in several southeastern states than we do in several western states, as far as third parties that report to us. So they might be, you know, slightly better regionally, but we really don't think so. We think
they're consistent
across, but we do have more resources. You know, we've got little small country banks that report on, you know, that have been reporting to Equifax since they used to do it by telegraph tape.
Okay.
We do.
Okay. All right.
Now, on the business, let me ask you a question. The business principal report, y'all do a personal guarantee on all your equipment leases, correct?
Correct.
That's something to take a look at, too, because that's what Wayne uses at Pawnee primarily. Business principal report. I mean, he does use the BCR, but,
I would say at the minimum, we do start with the business principal report and then look into the business credit if needed. So definitely would be subscribing to the business principal report as well. One of our IT people here basically took a look at Bob's email, and I think he's going to go through and register, create a username, and basically start with like the coding process to set up the API. I have to touch base with him and just kind of see how that's coming along on his end, and if it comes time to get some assistance on your guys' side, who's the best person to reach out to?
Just reach out to me, and I'll get Bob involved almost immediately.
Okay.
And right. Bob did say, it takes usually about a month. I think he was being a little, little conservative. Sometimes we can get these done quicker. But if you wanted to go ahead and start pulling reports, immediately after you make your final decision, we can set you up with a web-based access, and you can pull reports that way. You can't pull thousands of them on a week. Without somebody managing and putting the information. But that's what I was going to show you today.
I understand. All right. Yeah. Well, before we, do move forward with any of that, I'm assuming you would need some kind of like signed agreement from us so that we can enroll in the subscription. And okay. And is the subscription good for 1 year?
For one year.
And then we renew annually or something?
Renew annually. If we wanted to look at doing a multi-year agreement, we could also do that.
Okay.
And you'd get billed annually.
Okay.
First of all, I need to get the approval for the additional discount. So it's going to be Monday before I probably have you something back for that. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. I think I'll show William the pricing that we have now, just because I understand what the breakdown is and how it's being charged to us. And then as far as like setting up triggers, that would be a totally separate contract.
Okay. It would be a separate contract, and I'm engaging with one of my consumer counterparts to get that taken care of for you.
Okay. Sounds good.
But we'll filter everything through me.
Okay. I'm going to send over this information to William and probably talk to you next week then.
Yeah, we'll talk on Monday for sure. And tell him that I'm working. I've gone to go get some additional discount.
Okay. All right. We'll let him know. Thank you so much.
You have a blessed weekend now.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye, David.